in a very specific sense, it had to do with education systems within Bangladesh, which I consider to be very staid and very oppressive in certain systems, particularly because it is a mainstream thought process which is largely middle class, very urban, very male, which has become the mainstream education message. It's not going to be very easy to change. Things like that have a momentum of their own, and establishments in any situation has an inertia which makes it difficult to change. So what we felt would be the most effective method of countering it is to try and find devices where, rather than try and change the whole system, you could, in a way, implant new ideas, embed them within it, which over a period of time could perhaps grow. Now, that is a subversive process, and obviously subversive processes of any form are resisted. And what we've done as a matter of strategy is utilize the computer not merely as a technical implement which allows certain changes to take place, but also as a political tool which allows the entry of certain thought processes which might not otherwise be able to come in. So here we've got in villages, in fairly conservative villages, computers which have been brought in because there is a need for modernity as it is perceived both by the establishment. The establishment likes to see itself as being progressive and liberal and modern and technocratic, thereby allowing computers to come in, assuming that they don't actually have to pay for it, isn't as much of a problem. And you use that method to introduce ideas within students' minds, within a cultural milieu, which would otherwise be virtually impossible to do. And we have, in fact, been able to do this in what are called madrasas, which are religious schools, and in our case, religious schools for women, which are traditionally very closed, not at all open to a lot of ideas that we would like to communicate. But the presence of the computer has allowed, through the computer, to open their minds to a whole lot of alternatives which would not otherwise have been present.